Six New Jersey casinos ordered to forfeit winnings back to gamblers. Six New Jersey casinos have been instructed to surrender a combined total of nearly $75,000 in winnings from underage gamblers and individuals who had previously self-excluded from gambling activities. The casinos and their violations. The casinos involved are Ocean Casino Resort, Resorts Casino Hotel, Golden Nugget Atlantic City, Bally's Atlantic City, Harrah's Resorts Atlantic City, and Parks Casino at Freehold Raceway. Each of these land-based casinos has been found in breach of New Jersey's legal gambling age requirements and self-exclusion regulations. For instance, Resorts Casino faced the most substantial impact, being directed to forfeit $51,643. This order was primarily due to the casino allowing a self-excluded person to gamble, which resulted in the largest single forfeiture of $33,590. Similarly, Ocean Casino must relinquish $7,403 due to underage gambling and issues with player identification. A total of $5,621 must be forfeited by Bally's for allowing self-excluded gamblers to play in New Jersey, while Golden Nugget must forfeit $4,232 for underage gambling, inadequate ID checks, and allowing self-excluded individuals to play. Parks Casino must forfeit $4,427 won from self-excluded players. DraftKings and RSI also penalized. At the same time, DraftKings and Rush Street Interactive have also received penalties for their non-compliance with New Jersey's gambling regulations. DraftKings faces a fine of $7,500 for enabling a self-excluded individual to set up an online account and place bets. Rush Street Interactive's infraction involves accepting wagers on unauthorized events and taking pre-match bets on games that had already commenced, resulting in a $2,500 penalty. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, the state's regulatory body, issued all these orders and penalties. These incidents, dating back to 2020, have only recently been disclosed to the public. A portion of the forfeited funds will be given to support initiatives aimed at addressing gambling-related issues in New Jersey.